CJLO 1690 AM, aggressive, angry, carrier, as it were. I didn't say that right. I know I didn't say it right. I practiced, I kid you not, listener, I practiced an entire day this past Wednesday to say that name correctly. And I, for sure, at one point during the day, had it. I had it down, pat, 100%, not even a question. And then I showed up at the venue to interview this band, and I said it wrong. And now I can't stop saying it wrong. I know I'm saying it wrong. I know I'm not saying it correctly. And yet I continue to say it wrong all the time, every single time. I would say it's sad, but really I've come to expect it from me, really. And you should too, really. You're not surprised by this, right? Like, of course you're not. I'm not surprised. I'm not saying this is like, I'm shocked I can't remember this name. It's more just like, of course I can't remember this name. Like a complete idiot. I can't get this name down. Who would I be if I got this name correct and I could say it properly? I would be someone who is able to speak languages better. I could speak French better if I could say things properly. I guess that's not fair, though, because like I can kind of I can say things well enough in French, apparently, that here in Quebec, when I say je ne comprends pas français, they will just look at me and go, wait, no, that doesn't. You said that too well to not understand what's happening. But I swear to you, it's true. It's too fast. My brain cannot comprehend. And so here we are at a place where I can tell you unequivocally, I don't understand what you're saying in French in a way that does not convince you that I just don't want the inconvenience of trying to process it. I literally can't. I'm sorry. I grew up in the States. At the time, they had a Department of Education that was doing very badly. That's not going to be the case soon enough. But, you know, either way, the excuse still holds. The education system is bad and has been for quite some time. And I'm sure it will produce no problems at all in 2024, well after I have been out of high school and they start getting rid of programs like philosophy and psychology and logic too. That was actually something that if I would have been at my high school like 10 years beforehand, I could have taken all of those classes. And in fact, I was the last class to take psychology at my school in the States. They discontinued that because, you know, there's no reason to think about things or to try and understand how people think. Talking about? That's crazy, crazy talk. You don't know what you're talking about. You're the idiot here. Anyway, I did see that band, Garia. I said it wrong again. Garia. Garia? Garia. I think it's Garia. Either way, I saw them this week. It was a very, very, very good show. I was actually kind of surprised as to how good this band was when they were here. Very, very good. I'm just shocked. It's just them. They have a couple of, you know, of those divider things. I don't actually know. I have not committed to memory what those are called. The stand-ups, you know what they are. The ones that are on stage with people that usually they use to like cover up amps or whatever. Those things. They had those and then just them in their masks and black, painted black, just very good. Like, the whole thing was very good. A lot of stuff from the new record, Coma, which I just played you something from. That was Hope Shatters, the last song you just heard. It was very, very, very good. Zetra opened up before them. They are a band. That's the extent of what I'll go with for there. And Zeal and Ardor, of course, were amazing. Despite the fact that Grief or Gref, whatever we're calling it, whatever I'm calling it, because someone knows the real name of it, but whatever I say that record, I gotta say, it's kind of a disappointment for me. That's why you haven't been hearing it much on this show, because it's like the first three records are just stellar. Actually, the second, third, and fourth records are stellar, because there's one before that, which is kind of the demo of the first record. The point is, very good, from Devil Is Fine up to this last record. And this last record, though, is, eh, you know, it's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad. Don't misunderstand me. If you like Zealand Ardor, especially the last record, you will like this current newest record. However, it feels kind of like it's retreading the last record. And that's just not what I want from Zealand Ardor. I want something a little bit more... Like, I think the style they're doing, the black metal meets gospel, has a lot of legs. And I just don't want them to get away from being innovative within that space. You know what I mean, right? Like, you understand where I'm coming from. It's not that I don't like the record. It's just that I think it's just retreading the last album. And the last album was good, not great. You see. You get it. You understand. I think we're all in agreement here, right? Great. I love that we're all in agreement. I should have played some Zealand Ardor right there. That would have been the best idea. Then I could have talked about this band beforehand and tell you that I have an interview with Garia that's going to be coming up on next week's show. Ah, man, I really messed it up. Now I can't even tell you about the interview I have coming up on next week's show. Well, I guess you'll never know about the interview that I have coming up on next week's show with Garia. Ah, oh, I really messed it up. Oh, well. I can never talk about it again, the interview that I'm doing next week on the show that I'll be airing. Never, ever again. Before the commercials, you heard Unto Others, who just played apparently last night at Foof's, which apparently was also hosting a Solid show. Where is the other venue at Foof's? Like, I don't understand. I look at the website and they say the cabaret is basically the downstairs. That's not true. That's not true. I've never seen a band performing in the downstairs. So where is this other room? I want to know. I have to know. And I didn't get a chance to do it last night because I was seeing a acoustic performance from the band Hooch from over in Halifax, who are on Indica Records. They have an album coming out in March, and I got to see an acoustic version of some of their tracks along with an interview. It was very cool. I liked doing that. It was nice. I'll play some Hooch later on in the show. But, you know, I just want to know. I want to know where this Unto Other show played last night. And why did I not hear about it beforehand? This perfect goth rock record, emphasis on the rock part of it. There's a track called Angel of the Night. It's very good. And before that, the originators of all things popular as far as goth goes, as far as I'm concerned, The Cure with Drone, No Drone off of their latest record, which I don't think it's a spoiler to say it's probably going to be my top 10 of the year, right? I mean, that's not shocking to anyone either. You have to be anticipating that. It's a really good record. Really good. Really good. If you haven't gotten to it, I recommend it. If you don't like The Cure, I don't know what's wrong with you. You are the problem. No, for sure. It's you, not me. I just want you to know that. I told you at the beginning of the show that I would be premiering a first track from a band. Very exciting to be able to say that. I've never premiered a first track a band has ever released before. I'm not going to do it yet. I'm not going to do it yet. Because that feels like we're kind of early in the show, and I don't want to push it too far, you know. I want to give people a chance to tune in, to get what they've got going on, and just get comfortable, you know, just enjoy yourself. But I will tell you that it is a Stregonaria track from right here in Montreal, a band who was on the show, as you may remember, a couple weeks ago, talking about the Halloween, a heavy Halloween. 1, which will hopefully be followed up next year with a 2, or again, whatever synonym you want to use for the second one of that. I hope that's what's going to be coming. So I'm just letting you know that's coming up in the show. It will be a world premiere of a song, the first track from a band. And I'm very excited about that because I've never gotten to do that before. I have done inadvertent world premieres. Like at one point, Mutank came in here and did an interview for the overnight we were doing a couple of years ago during Metal March. And they just happened to play a new song. They had it on their phone and they just played it. So inadvertent premiere track, not the first one they've ever done though. So, you know, this is history for both this band and this show. And I thank them for the privilege of being able to do this, if in fact I obtained it legally, which I don't know if I'm going to commit to that bit or not, or if I'm going to act like I've gotten it through underhanded means and that the band will be very upset that I'm playing it. I don't know where I'm going to head for that. We'll see later in the show. By saying this, I know I've spoiled the bit, but I'm going to keep going with it maybe, so we'll see how it goes. But that will be coming up later, so stay tuned for that. And I can only think of one really, you know, there's a couple of ways I want to go here. There's a couple of things I want to do here. But first, let me get another segment out of the way first. You know, that feels like a good way to kind of approach this. So first, let's do a little bit of a segment. A segment I'm calling Blue Sky Bands. And why am I doing that? Because I'm unoriginal and have no better way for naming a segment. Also because I love alliteration. Anyway, this show is on Blue Sky, in case you would like to go to a social media website that isn't just the most toxic place on earth. Well, not the most toxic place. There's also the one that guy who was running for some office in the States. There's some guy who used to be on reality TV that made a social media platform, which is apparently the most toxic place. I haven't been there. I don't even know who the guy is. He's on reality TV. It's like on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember what awful piece of human garbage would have done something like that. But anyway, the point is that Blue Sky is not that toxic over Twitter, which has also become toxic because the guy who bought that, oh God, what's his name? I don't know. He had an emerald mine, seems to really sympathize with Nazis a lot. I can't remember his name. I think he had something to do with Tesla. Like he bought into that and is acting like he invented it or something. I really don't remember. It'll come to me. When it comes to me, I'll let you know. But this show is on Blue Sky is the point of all of this. So go follow this show on Blue Sky and maybe get off of Twitter. I just throwing it out there. It's probably going to be overrun by the same awful people that have made Twitter terrible soon enough. But for a week, maybe you can enjoy yourself in the less toxic environment that's there. And because Blue Sky Bands, I have the show on there, and bands have reached out and liked the show. Thank you, bands. I appreciate that very much. And because they've done that, I'm going to be highlighting them throughout this segment on this show. Conveniently, I have something that I can chart this week, which is very nice. I do like that quite a lot. Foul Body Autopsy, there we go, is a band from the UK, a one-man death metal band. And I'm going to play you something off of the EP. They just released The Discovery of Witches. I think I'll play The Ordeal by Water. That doesn't sound right. I mean, they are from England, so they would probably understand English better than I do, so I guess that is right. The Ordeal by Water, then. That's what we're going with. So I will play that, and then after that Blue Sky Band, I'll play something else. I just had... Oh, you know what? I was talking about Mutank, and they have a new record out, so let's play some Mutank. And you know what? If I'm going to be playing some Mutank, and I'm going to be playing things from here in Montreal, I think what I'll do is I'll play you something off of the new Ash Breather and Serpentine Cerebus EP, Mouth of the World, which had a launch party last night as well. A lot of stuff happened last night. Just so many things happened. It's kind of wild. This is not sustainable, everyone. You can't keep splitting the audience like this. Anyway, the point is, I'm going to play this Blue Sky Band, Foul Body Autopsy, and then some Mutank, and then I'll play something off of this split of Ash Breather and Serpentine. Cerebus. There we go. Words hard, making them with my face. So, from Foul Body Autopsy, the ordeal by water. Mutank, let's play Metalheads for Hire. Sure, why not? And then let's play the title track off of this EP from Ash Breather and Serpentine. Cerebus, a mouth of the world. Keep it locked. CJLO, 1690 AM. This is going to be a long break. I hope you enjoy it.
Nice. Tiger!